Welcome to
Animal Adventures. All right, Winky, bye. We will introduce Winky,
who I was just talking about. What is, I don't even know what Winky is.
This moose.
Oh, well, don't give it away.
I just kidding.
You just gave it again. All right, so just a reminder, here at Animal Adventures, we're going to give you lots of facts. We're going to give you some jokes, a real-life animal encounter.
Ooh. And we're also going to give you some moose everything, basically.
Okay. and then we do a riddle for the next week's animal, right?
Yeah. So, wait. Before we start the show, I have a shout out.
Who's your shout out to?
Fiona. She got our riddle to the feral horse and the moose correct.
Oh, so what was our riddle last week?
I have antlers, I live in the woods, and don't forget, I have hooves.
So I guess the cat is kind of out of the bag already. Our animal this week is the
moose.
Is the moose. Cool. So what do we know about moose?
Well, I want to give my first fact to Winky. Well, they're predators or wolves, Bengal tigers sometimes, and also bears and humans.
Okay, so we jumped right to the predators.
Oh, excuse me? So you see how I only have one eye?
Yeah.
My other eye got eaten by a wolf named Penny. Was that a dog? No. Was it brown? Yes.
That was our dog. Yeah, okay, let's stick to our facts. See you later, Winky.
Yeah.
The moose. So, moose are part of the deer family. They're the largest member of the deer family.
But they're not a deer. They're not
Part of the deer family.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, they kind of look like a deer, but they have a big, huge head with, can have enormous antlers as well.
Daddy, for a second, I thought you said cute. The babies might be cute, though.
I've always thought moose were really interesting-looking creatures.
Yeah.
And they're huge. Like, huge.
Yeah, and their antlers and antler span, is that what it's called?
Antler span, sure.
Antler span is as wide as you are tall, which is 6 feet.
Well, I'm a little taller than that, but
it's like 7 feet.
Yeah, now like, it sounds like I'm bragging. But yeah, I'm a little over 6 feet, so about as long as I am. Is how wide a moose's antlers are. Or it could be. Like, that would be a really big moose rack.
That would be, like, the maximum.
Yeah. But how... So they get up to about 1,300 pounds, which is huge.
But that means they weigh more than a bull muskox.
You keep bringing up this bull muskox. But, yeah, that's like your... That's what you compare everything to, is the bull muskox. But, yes, they're very big. They're huge animals. What do you remember where they live?
They live in like snowy areas like Colorado. You live in Colorado? Yeah, I used to. All right, bye.
Yeah, so in like the northern woods, kind of across colder climates across.
Oh, and by the way, if you couldn't understand Winky, he said he lives in Colorado.
Yeah. Across like North America, Asia and Europe, right?
Yeah.
So that's a pretty broad, it's a pretty big range. What do they eat? They're carnivores, right? They eat lots of meat.
No!
We should be careful for if we see any moose, because they're, oh, what are they then?
They're herbivores.
Yeah, so they eat grasses and shrubs and pine cones.
And cambium.
Oh, what's cambium?
Well, it's the soft inner layer of bark.
Oh, I think we saw someone eating that on like a survival show.
Yeah, Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls was eating cambium.
Yeah,
cool.
Cambium bark.
Another cool thing about moose is that they're really good swimmers and they like to swim a lot.
Oh, they can swim for miles and people have seen them hold their breath for up to 30 seconds.
Could you imagine swimming in the lake, and just like not a care in the world, doing the backstroke, and all of a sudden a moose surfaces from underneath you and comes up right underneath you? I would lose my mind.
You would be like, I didn't know the Loch Ness Monster lived in places other than the Loch.
Well, yeah, like if I dove into a lake and looked down and there was a moose swimming underneath the water, I would definitely tell people I had seen a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, super scary. So great swimmers.
But they're cute. The babies, at least.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think they're very... I've always liked the look of a moose.
Me too.
All right, so... what? Okay. So, you talked about predators earlier. You said wolves, bears, humans will hunt and kill them. But you know what is the most dangerous thing for them?
What?
This disease that they get from deer.
And it infects their brains.
Yeah, I tried to read about it and understand it, and I really don't. I'm sure there's people out there listening that understand, but it sounds like it's this protein that gets in and really impacts their brain. And it's fatal. So a lot of them get this this illness, this moose illness.
And there was a story about it where a moose actually survived the illness.
Yeah. It's tough being a wild animal and having illnesses and everything else and not being treated.
No, but it's also tough being a human because we have illnesses too, such as coronavirus.
Yeah. It's a wonder that life just keeps on going because there's so much stuff to...
Yeah.
But anyway, how long do moose live for?
Oh, I forgot this one.
About 25 years.
I was going to say 23.
Yeah, so 23 years would be about the lifespan of a moose.
25 max.
You know, like, that's not super long. That's obviously, like, humans live to be, what, like 70, 80 years old on average?
I think, like, the oldest human was somewhat, like... 105 years.
I think older than that. I think there's been people in the 100 Nine. Teens even, but like most people live around 80 or so. Life expectancy, I think, on average. But so it's interesting that, but they live like not as long as humans, but longer than dogs, right? Like most dogs live like what 10 or 15 years or so.
No, but that's only because they age very fast.
Well, no, they don't age, but they just have a shorter lifespan. They just don't live as long.
But moose way shorter than the horse. Hey, that's offensive, you know. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
That is very offensive to a moose. I can see why that would be offensive to him.
Yeah, so maybe we shouldn't talk about his age or his aging. People don't like that. All right, so that's a good number of moose facts. I've seen, this isn't our real life animal count, but you know that I've seen 2 moose in my day.
What?
I saw one when I was in Yellowstone National Park with friends, and we drove up on a moose. And when you're in Yellowstone, for people that have been there, when there's an animal near the road, the cars just stop and it becomes like a traffic jam. And so I saw the moose from far away walking into the woods, and I really just saw its backside. I didn't get to get a good look at it. And then another time I was in New Hampshire hiking, and it was early morning. We were driving to the place we were going to go hiking. And there was just a moose standing on the side of the road. I literally thought it was a statue. And we pulled right up next to it, like maybe 5 feet away, and it was just standing there on the side of the road.
Daddy?
Yes.
I have a question.
Sure.
Are we having 3 animal encounters today?
No, so that was just like a little bonus animal encounter.
2.
But we have to, we're going to get to animal encounters in a second, our official animal encounter for this show. But why don't we hit him with some jokes?
All right, Daddy, your turn.
All right, so here's the first joke. What do you call a moose that does not want to be known?
What?
Anonymous.
I don't get it.
You don't, like, anonymous? Do you know what anonymous means?
No.
Anonymous means, like, you don't want to be known. So, like, if you wrote an anonymous letter, you wouldn't sign your name on it. It would just be from who knows who. It's anonymous.
Oh!
So, anonymous. Oh. A moose that doesn't want to be known.
Well, that's pretty good. But why don't you try this one on for size?
All right.
Why did the moose go to the family reunion?
I don't know why.
To see his uncles and antlers.
I like it. Uncles and antlers. Nice. That's a good one. Cool. All right, so now we have our real life animal encounter, and this is from our first guest listener.
He's your dad.
He's my dad. His name is Grumpy. His real name's not Grumpy, but that's what you guys call him.
Yeah.
So should we give him a call and see if he's there?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's call Grumpy up. All right, calling Grumpy. Let's see if Grumpy picks up and he can tell us his real life animal encounter story.
And if he doesn't, I can remember.
He might not be there, and in which case we'll call later and we'll edit it into this video.
Or I can just tell
him. Hello?
Grumpy, you're on the Animal Adventure. You're on the Animal Adventure podcast right now. As you see.
Yeah.
Grumpy's getting settled for all of you. Yeah.
He's turning off the TV.
Yeah. Do we have moose in Massachusetts?
Okay, much better.
I think we do, but not right around here. Hey, Grumpy. So can you tell us? We heard that you have a real life moose encounter.
Wait, hold on one second.
Oh, he's not ready. Jeez. Oh, he hung up on us.
What in the...
Grumpy is not being super reliable. Let's see. I think when he went to sit down, he hung up. He'll call us back. We'll give him a second. Yeah. Anything else you want to tell me about moose while we're waiting?
Well,
here he is. Animal Adventures Podcast.
Here.
Hello. Yes. I'm the on-air talent.
Yeah, okay. We wanted to hear your animal encounter.
Okay. Give me a 1, 2, 3 when you're ready.
And just like a minute or so, Grumpy. It doesn't need
to
be the...
Okay, I got it.
All right, you go. We're recording right now.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, my strangest animal encounter came way back in 1975. I was camping with friends in Wyoming, and we were in a campground that wasn't even open. It was in the early spring. And I woke up before everyone else and went for a walk, and I heard a strange sucking sound in a little pond. And I looked down, and there was the biggest animal I've ever seen outside a zoo. It was a big moose cow. And I was fascinated by her, and so I went closer. And I got within about 20 yards of her, and she saw me and started walking away, and I followed her. And she went through the woods, and I followed her. And she kept going, and she got to a meadow, and I followed her. But then she ran. And I thought that was the greatest thing in the world. And the next day, I was in Yellowstone National Park, and I was talking to a ranger, and I told him about it. And he said that it was amazing that I was alive, he said, because moose cows in the springtime are very touchy, and they tend to attack people. And he said if she had attacked you, that would have been curtains for you. So, but I wasn't scared because I didn't know it. And I still think she was the most amazing animal I ever saw up close.
Wow, that's awesome. Kim, we got any questions for Grumpy?
No, but I do have some vocabulary.
Oh, good.
So, for the listeners, what does moose cow mean?
A moose cow is a female, an adult female moose. She has no antlers, but she's very large, probably 7 feet tall at the shoulders.
That's unbelievable, Grumpy. Well,
or at the head, yeah. She was much taller than me.
Wow. That was a great story. And a cautionary tale for everybody, right? Like, don't mess with a moose cow.
That's right.
Moose
Do not
cow.
Try to make friends with a moose cow in the springtime.
Well, you can make friends with a moose if you're another moose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And did you get my moose joke?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Work it in there somewhere.
No, I don't think we did get your moose joke.
Why did she want to go to the family reunion?
To see her
uncles and antlers.
Oh, yeah. That's old news, Grumpy. We already
laid
that one
so.
Out there. Hey, so Grumpy, thank you so much for sharing your real-life animal encounter with us.
My pleasure. I'm a big fan of your podcast, Animal Adventures.
Keep listening. Thanks so much, Grumpy.
I will.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Wow, Campbell, that was pretty awesome. And people also have to realize that these are huge, enormous wild animals, and Grumpy did exactly what you shouldn't do, is he tried to get closer and closer. So what you really should do is if you come across a moose, they're not really that dangerous unless you mess with them, right? But like if you get trampled by a moose, you're in trouble. They don't attack humans generally unless they're really hungry or not hungry because they wouldn't eat a human. Or they're, but yeah. You know, like if they're grumpy or testy because they're hungry, or if they're they feel threatened, or their babies feel threatened, they might. So the best thing to do if you see one is to just give them space.
Oh, you can still follow them as long as you stay like I'll say 30 feet.
No, way more than 30 feet. Because those things can run really quick. You want to give them a lot of space.
100 feet?
Yeah, and you don't want to follow them. You want to just watch them, and then as they move away, you let them go. All right, so that was pretty good. We had all our jokes, our animal encounter. We had lots of facts. What's our riddle for next week's animal?
Okay. I'm a symbol of freedom. I soar through the sky.
Oh, I don't think they can hear you because you're walking away. All
right. I'm a symbol of freedom. I soar through the sky. And I can only teach my babies how to fly.
Ooh, symbol of freedom, fly through the sky.
Soar.
Soar through the sky and only can teach your babies to fly. Well, that's...
My babies.
You're right. Interesting. All right. Well, I think that's it for us this time at...
Animal Adventures. Okay, Winky, bye.
All right.
And bye, all you listeners, too.
Bye.